Is it reasonable to believe what we do not see? Apostle St. Thomas would say no. He found it difficult to believe what he could not see. Unless I see the Lord, he said, I refuse to believe. Today is the second Sunday of Easter, and the second part of today's gospel presents St. Thomas the Apostle's declaration of faith in the risen Christ as the Lord and God. When Jesus appeared to the disciple for the first time, for some reason, one of the apostles, Thomas, was not present on this occasion. As a result, he refused to believe that the Lord was raised from the dead and was present among his companions. He demanded concrete evidence, definite and tangible proof. Thomas does not want to be a blind believer. At this juncture, it is right that we ask the question whether Thomas was really a doubtful man, person, or whether the other disciples were filled with doubts. At the outset, it seems as if he was really a man of faith. When they told him that Jesus had risen from the dead and he has appeared to them, he was surprised that they could still remain in hiding. Thomas was a courageous person, and at the death of Lazarus, had openly said, "Let us go with Jesus and die with him." He felt if they had really seen Jesus, they would have been really shouting at the top of their voice, telling the world that Jesus is living. Since they are hiding and were still scared of the Jews, he could not believe that Jesus is risen. So he wants evidence. And nobody could convince him except Jesus. So Jesus comes into the midst of the disciples, apostles, 1 week later on a Sunday, wishing them, "Peace be with you." Now Thomas has a chance of seeing Jesus and touching him. What it tells us is that the eyes of Thomas were opened and made the expression of faith, "My Lord and my God." We all have doubts. Our questions and our demand for proof. Many would even say, "I can't just believe in God. I have never seen him." Are they not right? Even when Jesus was in the midst of the apostles, they could not believe him. They thought they were seeing a ghost. So he spoke to them, "Why are you confused? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" Are we sometimes like those disciples, indecisive, inactive, unwilling to promote the faith Are we tempted to abandon our faith journey, unable to see a way forward? Yes, every faith is at times crossed by a shadow of doubt. Often we try to cover it up, hide or suppress it. Today's gospel offers us a solution. The Lord Himself has power to revive our courage and our faith. No locked doors, nor even locked hearts, can keep Him out. Thomas got his Christ experience in the community of the disciples. In the community, he became a believer because there he met Jesus. Yes, we need the community more than ever, for we too meet Christ in the community. The community becomes thus the center of the encounter, and we have to make the discovery that Jesus lives here. Today, we also celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. Presenting the doubting Thomas' famous profession of faith, "My Lord and my God," the gospel illustrates how Jesus showed his mercy to the doubting apostles and emphasizes the importance of faith for everyone. Throughout the scriptures, we see a God who shows mercy to man. The face of God is mercy. The character of God is mercy. That is why in the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 2, we read, "For I knew that you are a gracious God, and a merciful, slow to anger, ready to relent from punishing." We need to accept God's invitation to celebrate and practice mercy in our Christian life. One way the church celebrates God's mercy throughout the year is through the sacrament of reconciliation. Finding time for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is another good way to receive and give thanks for divine mercy. But it is mainly through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we practice mercy in our daily life and become eligible for God's merciful judgment.